Do you want to get smarter about your health but feel overwhelmed trying to separate fact from fiction? Well, I deeply understand that, and that's why I wanted to find a source that we both could trust, you and me, and I found this podcast. So let me introduce you to the Zoe Science and Nutrition Podcast. With the help of world-leading scientists, they help you make smarter, healthier choices every single week. And don't just take my word for it. Avid podcast fan Joanne's Apple Review says this. Joanne's Apple Review says, Zoe Science and Nutrition is always informative and always understandable, and that she's definitely a healthier person listening to this and following Zoe's advice, which I love. We love sources that you can trust. And if you're ready to join millions of others like Joanne, transforming their health and like me, then search for Zoe Science and Nutrition wherever you listen to your podcast. I promise you will not regret it. It is an awesome show, and I've learned so much from it. Go check it out.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
People think that being unbothered has to do with your life circumstances, but you can have the shit hitting the fan around you and you can still be unbothered. And this is how you're going to do it. What is up, guys, and welcome back to Skinny Dipping, the podcast where we dive in to the mind, the body, and the soul in order to create actionable change in our lives. This is the era of the phoenix. That's the current season. I'm Kayla Rose, your host. And the reason that it is the era of the phoenix is because I want you to have that aha moment, you know, like the phoenix rising from the ashes, the fire blazing. You know, change happens over time. Metamorphosis happens over time, like the butterfly. But we are in this eclipse season where it's like, God damn. Well, right now I'm recording this at eclipse season. And it's just crazy season of springtime. And what I'm realizing is you can have this change that happens slowly over time, but there's that moment, that transformational moment where everything clicks. You have that aha moment and you are changed from that moment on. You act different, you respond different, you think different. And that is the medicine of the era of the phoenix. That is the prayer that I have for you, that you have those moments during these episodes. And today it's going to be so lit. We're going to talk about how to be unbothered as fuck, because I think people think, oh, that person just so unbothered and their life is perfect and blah, blah, blah. My friends who have the most positive mindset are the ones who have been through the most shit, because in the shit, you find the wisdom. That's a Kayla Rose quote right there. In the shit, you find the wisdom. No, but for real, all jokes aside, I really think there is beauty in knowing that you can find your center of gravity within yourself. And no matter what is happening outside yourself, you are still unshakable. And I'm going to be going over 4, maybe 5 things today if something else channels through. But right now I have 4 tips written down that are going to help you go from bothered to unbothered in any moment in time. Because I think that's what we all want, is to not be so affected by shit that shouldn't be affecting us. Of course, in moments that things really matter or big, you know, traumas or pains happen in our life, it's okay to be bothered. It's okay to cry. It's okay to feel your feelings. It's okay to feel like the world is falling apart around you. That is just, I think, a part of being human. And I really do believe when we fall off the tracks, when we lose ourselves, we find ourselves deeper in a new way again. I actually made a TikTok about that. Was it like 2 years ago now? Yeah, I think it was 2 years ago now. And the beauty of that is that it still rings so true. And I definitely will stand by that statement. I don't stand by everything that I've said in the past, because I think my perspective evolves and it changes. But what I'm realizing is that when you fall off the tracks, when you get lost, when you lose yourself, you find yourself deeper and in a new way again. You have an opportunity to re-meet yourself, to re-know yourself. So know that if you are bothered and you are just like all over the place, that is okay, because now you have an opportunity to find yourself and love yourself and know yourself in a new way again. It is just part of the journey, but today I want to talk about how to be unbothered AF. If you are new to the podcast, hit the subscribe button before we get into it. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, go for it. Whatever platform you're listening on, it really does help me. And it really does mean the world to me that you guys show up every single week, that like tens of thousands of you show up to the Skinny Dipping podcast. It still blows my mind. I could cry just thinking about it, but I just want to celebrate you guys and also celebrate the Soul in Progress community. If you are a skinny dipper that is looking to connect with other like-minded individuals, the Soul in Progress community app is definitely the space for you. The more people that we have on it, the more energy that you get to bring to this space, the better the community becomes, the more feedback we have, and it is really blossoming into something so beautiful. So check that out below. And also, if you feel like you are called to start a podcast or continue to grow a podcast that you already have, monetize it, make it an actual career, grow on social media, pop off, share your message, share your purpose. If you feel like that sounds like something you feel called to do, like if you feel called to do something like I'm doing, I'm holding another round, the second round of podcast camp. This will be the last time that it will be at this price because so many people said that the price that I charged was way too low for the amount of information and value that I provided. So I just really want to continue to raise the price in the future to align to all the value that you receive, because I know that there is so much value and I kind of wanted to share something from a podcaster that was in my podcast camp. Her name is Sydney and her podcast is called You Are the Healer. Go listen to it if you want. She's amazing, so brilliant. And she messaged me and said, in all caps, ! Wanted to let you know I monetized my podcast for the first time. So exciting, guys. Like, she made $200 and like that is such a beautiful start. Like, imagine making a couple hundred dollars, your first $100 off of your passion. And then she messaged me again, said she got a second one. So guys, the podcast camp works. It is beautiful. Sign up below. It's in the description. And let's get ready to strip down and dive in. I'm Kayla Rose, and this is Skinny Dipping, and this episode of The Era of the Phoenix is how to be unbothered AF. So, number one, boom. I love to go through the points. You know me. I like to create some sort of structure that so that our ADHD minds, our neurodivergent minds, can anchor back in to reality and really begin to embody and apply this knowledge. So, the first thing may feel so simple, and you may have heard it a million times, but I'm going to say it again because sometimes you need to hear something over and over again in order to fully embody it. Sometimes you have to tell yourself a new truth over and over again for it to become your new reality, because the brain loves familiarity. So if you have been practicing one way for your entire life and acting one way your entire life and responding one way your entire life, you can't just change the moment that you hear a new truth that feels more resonant for you. No matter how good it feels, no matter how much you want to do it, the brain loves familiarity. So that's why we need to hear affirmations over and over again, because it is going to become our new familiar, our new normal, and that will become our new default mode, our new default setting. Warmer, sunnier days are calling, so fuel up with them with Factor's no prep, no mess meals. If you are like me, sometimes you can forget to feed yourself when you're super busy, and that's why I love Factor. Factor's fresh, never frozen meals are dietitian approved and ready to eat in just 2 minutes. So no matter how busy you are, you'll always have time to enjoy nutritious and great tasting meals. With 35 different meals and more than 60 add-ons to choose from every week, you'll always have new flavors to explore, and you can have as little or as much as you want every single week. And if this interests you at all, I'm going to give you guys 50% off only for Skinny Dipping listeners. So head to factormeals.com/skinny50 and use code skinny50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next month. Win-win. That's code skinny50 at factormeals.com/skinny50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next month while your subscription is active. Go check it out. It'll make your life so effortless and nutritious. And eventually it just clicks. It does. Trust me, it clicks. I've been on this journey for like 4 to 5 years now, and things that I learned 4 years ago are finally clicking in my body. I'm finally acting differently, responding differently, thinking differently, feeling differently. And it takes years. It takes time. And allow yourself to have that time. And what I'm about to tell you is something you've heard a million times. It's part of the Four Agreements. The Four Agreements is one of the most life-changing books you will ever read. If you haven't read it, please read it. But one of the Four Agreements is to stop taking things personally. I used to take things so personally. When my friends would choose to do something that, you know, wasn't the plan I wanted to do, or, you know, if somebody was just acting low energy around me, I would take it so personally. I would be like, they don't like me. I would go into this spiral, this thought spiral, this negative loop where I would be like, they don't like me, they're judging me, they're mad at me, what's wrong with them, what's wrong with me? And I would make how other people felt about me, which now, as I'm beginning to evolve, I realize that is an incredibly egocentric perspective. And in fact, I noticed sometimes my people-pleasing was incredibly manipulative. And let me explain what I mean by that. When someone is acting maybe like low energy or sad or just like cold, and you're hanging out with them, and the people pleaser inside of you is like, oh my God, how can I fix it for them? How can I make it better? How can I make them feel better? I noticed that I wasn't always making other people feel better and people pleasing for myself, for them. I wouldn't do it to make them feel better. I would do it because if I helped them feel better, then they would have a more positive mindset, and then I would no longer be bothered by their energy. I would no longer be affected by their energy. I would no longer be in the thought spiral of, are they mad at me? Do they not like me? Is something wrong? If I could fix it. And I was actually fixing it from a self-serving point of being like, I'm uncomfortable. Like, I'm uncomfortable in this moment. And if I can people please and make this person feel more comfortable, their energy will shift and then I get to feel more comfortable. This isn't something that I was consciously doing. It was very subconscious. And I didn't realize I was even doing it until maybe like 6 months ago, when I realized, wow, when I would try to fix other people, I wasn't doing it for me. When I would try to fix other people and their feelings and their state, I wasn't doing it for them, to lift them up. I mean, part of me was, of course, like a part of me wants to help them, but I was really doing it to make myself more comfortable and avoid discomfort. And the brain works in two ways. The ego works in two ways. It either moves away from pain, it moves away from discomfort, or it moves towards love, towards care, towards comfort, towards familiarity. It operates in two ways. So what I realized is it was actually very selfish of me to try to change somebody else's state through people-pleasing, through soothing them, because I was doing it for my comfort. And I realize now that I can be comfortable no matter how anybody else is feeling around me.
Spring has sprung and summer is literally just around the corner. We're so excited. So if you're packing your bag with sunscreen, your emotional support water bottle, and that steamy beach read that just gets you going, we all have that steamy beach read. But wait, this year you can add a new kind of essential that's right at your fingertips that gives you that same feeling is that read that you read at the beach that's just like so sexy, so fun. Dipsy is sponsoring the podcast. I absolutely love them. You guys have to do their free trial that I'll mention at the end, but I'll tell you what they are. Dipsy is an app full of hundreds of short, spicy audio stories. They bring scenarios to life with immersive soundscapes and realistic characters, and there's new content every single week. It's a very modern approach to romance through high quality and captivating audio fiction. And let me tell you, it gets me going. So for listeners of Skinny Dipping, for just you guys, Dipsy is offering an extended 30-day free trial when you go to dipsystories.com/skinnydipping. It'll be also linked below. That's 30 days for full access for free. Might as well try it. It's literally for free when you go to dipsystories.com/skinnydipping. dipsystories.com/skinnydipping. It'll be linked below as well. So go check it out, guys.
Even if somebody is upset with me, I can find comfort and soothing within myself because I've done the work to do so. I've done the work to calm my nervous system. I've done the work to not take things personally. I've done the work to protect my own energy. And when you've done the work, you realize, okay, like I don't need to actually worry about everyone else and if they're okay and satisfying everybody else. I knew I had changed when I took all my best friends on a vacation to Mexico for my 25th birthday. And not once did I stress out about how someone else was feeling or how they were doing, which is a complete 180, a complete opposition to how I was growing up. Growing up, I was so concerned. I had to literally stop making plans because I was the planner of the friend group because I would literally like stress out about if everyone was having fun or not. Like, what is the fun in stressing out is if everyone else is having fun? I literally stopped planning things. And now that I've healed that part of myself and I can find the center of gravity within myself and I don't get so uncomfortable if someone else isn't happy, sometimes I just realize my friends are tired and now they're kind of cranky, or they're hungry and they're kind of cranky. Let's get us food. Let me give them space. Let's get rest. Whatever it is, like, they need to figure that out for them. My responsibility is to take care of me. And I love taking care of those that I love, of course. I think that is a beautiful way, you know, to show love is through being attentive to somebody else's needs, but it's not always necessary. And you need to ask yourself the nuances, okay, is this a choice? Like, am I doing this compulsively? Do I have to do this? Or am I helping this person because I want to, because it's a choice that I've made within me from a place of love rather than a place of fear and discomfort? How am I making my decisions? Is it coming from this place of, I love this person, I want to help? Or is it coming from this place of, I'm uncomfortable, I need to change the energy? And I noticed it was incredibly manipulative what I was doing when I was trying to change the energy. And now I let the energy be what it be. And I tap into my own energy and raise my own frequency, knowing that that impacts everyone around me positively and that I can't control what somebody else is going through. And usually it has nothing to do with me. Even strangers that you encounter that are rude to you sometimes, like, you have no idea what is going on in their personal life that they would be so snappy with you or so cold to you or so rude to you. Most of the time, it has nothing to do with you. And when I realized that, I stopped taking things personally. And now I know, like, everyone's going through their own shit. People are fighting battles that we cannot see. And why should I take things personally when it has nothing to do with me? Why should I try to fix somebody else or fix their energy? That is not my job. My job is to keep my own energy aligned. And through that, I'm actually helping others more than if I enable them to, you know, not go through their own shit. You know, I think when we try to help people too, we actually enable them to not learn their own lessons in life and not go through things, because when you go through things, you grow through them and you learn. And I think that is something that we need to give to others. It is a gift to allow others to figure out shit on their own and not try to fix everything for them. It's actually a gift. We're actually helping them. And that is the number one thing that I will say is stop taking shit personally. Stop taking it personally and realize you don't know everything about people's state and their lives and what they're going through or their past. You have no idea. Sometimes, like, the littlest thing can trigger a past trauma for somebody and it has nothing to do with the current moment. Allow people to be in their feelings. This is something I had to learn so deeply with my boyfriend, with my partner, that I have to allow him to be in his, you know, icky feelings, his feelings that don't feel so good, feelings that feel sad or angry or frustrated. I wanted to change him for my comfort. And in fact, he has to go through his own processes, and his processes do not look like mine. We are very different. We move through pain very differently. And there's no right or wrong way to move through pain, to move through frustration, to move through discomfort. And everyone's going to do it differently. And we need to allow people to be who they are. And I think that is the medicine. If you listen to last week's episode, if you're in the problem and you want the solution, ask yourself, what is the medicine? You know, a little review from last week. And what I will say is the medicine for stop taking things personally is to allow people to be who they are without judgment. Just knowing that they're going through their own shit and it has nothing to do with you. And I hope that makes sense, because I know you hear stop taking it personally, but I really wanted to get into the nuance and the depths of it so that you can really understand what it means. What does it mean to stop taking shit personally beyond just the quote, beyond the words? What does it really mean? It means allow people to be who they are. That is the medicine. That is the counter to it. So that is the first thing on how to be unbothered AF, is just to allow people to be who they are and stop taking it personally. The second thing is, I want you to catch yourself when you are ruminating. I feel like I honestly could be diagnosed with OCD, which is obsessive compulsive disorder, because not because that I'm really clean or, like, you know, pens in a certain way. I don't really see that as OCD for me. I know it is for some people, but for me, it's like when I start thinking about something, I can't stop. I start obsessing. And that obsession is actually called ruminating. And I know ruminating and that energy very well because I am a Scorpio rising with a Mercury in Pisces. I have all that water in my astrology chart and I can ruminate like no other. I can think something through a million times. I can exhaust the list of problems and exhaust the list of solutions and exhaust the list of possible outcomes. That type of ruminating is fucking toxic. And I can say it because I do it. And I have learned how to catch myself in those moments. Catch myself and grab myself from falling down the Alice in Wonderland spiraling hole of ruminating and pulling myself up and being like, not today. We're not going to fall into this spiral of momentum today because I fucking love myself. And when I am ruminating and thinking about something over and over again, I am hurting myself over and over again. So what is the medicine to it? What is the medicine? How do we counter it? How do we balance it out? I genuinely think for me, changing my state is super important. What do I mean by changing my state? You need to get in your body, embody it, and do something that changes and pattern interrupts your thought process. Because if you are spiraling, it is because you are having a thought loop that won't stop. And each time the thought loop happens, you reinstill that pain, and that pain creates an emotion that reinstills that thought loop once again, and you just get stuck in the spiral. So we need to karate chop it. Karate chop it down the middle, change the state, and it's like when you have the hiccups and somebody like scares you and surprises you and you scream and then it gets rid of your hiccups. Like that is the energy that we are embodying through this state shift. So to change your state, I really like to move my body, to work out, go on a walk, get off my phone, do some sort of movement, go to a dance class. Or I like to do breath work, get in a cold shower, get in a cold plunge, jump in a water, jump in a lake. These are all ways that I change my state. I love to sing. If I feel really anxious and I feel like I'm panicking and I'm thinking really negative thoughts about like death or losing somebody that I love or grief, like if I'm in those really just icky thoughts that I definitely experience, I will just tell you guys really honestly, I do experience those thoughts very heavily. And it's my little Scorpio rising. She can just get really dark. And my favorite thing to do is to turn on a karaoke track on YouTube and sing. And singing just helps me so deeply. It really does help me. And also singing calms the nervous system. So it's like a two for one. It's like a two for one in that where you're like, okay, like I'm activating my vagus nerve, which is calming my nervous system through singing, through these vibrations. And at the same time, I am refocusing my mind on something that is not this negative thought pattern. And therefore, I'm able to change my state more easily. So also calling a friend, if you can call a friend that's going to make you laugh and make you giggle, that will immediately get you out of, you know, your bullshit, out of your drama, and it's going to change your state. So the first thing is stop taking things personally, allow people to be who they are. Number two is catch yourself when you're ruminating, and when you're ruminating, change your state, pull yourself out, scare yourself like the hiccups, and get in a cold body of water, call somebody who makes you laugh, or move your body. The third thing that I want to talk about is to make your own life lit. And what I mean by this is if we are not satisfied with our own life and we are not happy and joyful within our own life, and if we are not fulfilled in our own life, we are going to be bothered by everybody else's life and what they're doing. We're going to be living in comparison and resentment, and that is because we don't like our own life and we need a distraction from the pain that we feel from being unfulfilled. But when you are fulfilled in your own life, what happens is you just don't have the space to give a fuck about anybody else and their shit. Like not in a negative way. Obviously, it's important to care about people. That's not what I mean. But you just don't get bothered by the bullshit anymore. And this is how you're going to be unbothered as fuck, is you're going to learn to make your life lit. You're going to love your own life. You're going to stack your life with everything that you love, everything that brings you joy. Because what I actually learned is if you want to eat healthy rather than thinking, oh, I'm going to take away this bread and I'm going to add a salad. No, keep the bread and add your greens. Keep everything that you're already doing and just add more healthy things to your plate. And that's what I think about life. You don't have to think about taking away everything. I want you to think about adding everything that just lights you up into your life more and more. How can you jam-pack your life with the activities, with the connections, with the joys that genuinely light you up from the inside out and leave you feeling fulfilled? Because when you are feeling fulfilled in your own life, you have no time to be bothered by anything. You're like, I'm joyful. I got it going on. But people who don't like their life are the ones that are typically the most bothered. And we've all experienced it, so I'm not judging those people. What I want you to do is catch that within yourself and be like, okay, if I'm bothered by other people and their bullshit, or I'm living in comparison, or living in resentment, or even if I'm not consciously living in resentment, if I am subconsciously like really bothered by someone and really triggered by someone, how can I bring the focus back to myself? How can I add more things that bring me joy and put the spotlight back on me? How can you be interesting? Honestly, how can you be interesting? Like, not for others, but for yourself. How can you have really cool fucking hobbies? How can you have really cool fucking connections? How can you have a lot of love and fun and adventure in your life? Or maybe that's not what lights you up. Maybe a slow life really lights you up. And you just, you know, you really want to sip your tea and read your book and lay in the sun and feel the grass beneath your toes. Like, that also is a beautiful way of living that fills so many people up. And I genuinely think that if you can make your own life lit and you can be so satisfied within yourself, you just won't be bothered. So that is the third thing. So first thing, stop taking shit personally. Allow people to be who they are. Second thing is catch yourself when you're ruminating and change your state. And then the third thing on the docket is going to be to make your own life lit. Like, be interesting for yourself. Make your own life interesting. And then it puts the spotlight on you and you just don't have time or space to be bothered with anybody else's shit.
Support for today's episode comes from OneSkin. I personally love to take care of my skin at the root cause, at the cellular level, to get rid of any dry or any flakiness or any redness. And that's why I love OneSkin's products, because they're powered by their scientifically proven peptide called OS1. And it just makes your skin really glow from the inside out. Personally, for me, since using OneSkin, I feel like my skin is more glowing than ever. I would give it a 10 out of 10. And basically, it's so easy. I just have to cleanse, pat my skin dry, and then apply twice daily. And for a limited time, our listeners will get an exclusive 15% off OneSkin products using the code SKINNYDIPPING when you check out at oneskin.co. It'll also be linked below. No matter the season, keep your skin looking and feeling healthy with OneSkin. You guys have to go check it out. It's going to be linked below. I don't know how long the 15% off will be available for, so go check it out now while it is still available using the code SKINNYDIPPING at oneskin.co.
Okay, the fourth and final thing that I wanted to talk about today on how to be unbothered AF is I want your center of gravity to come from inside yourself. What do I mean by that? A lot of people, and I've been this person in my life, have found their center of gravity, their place of fulfillment, their place of peace outside of themselves, within a relationship, within a career, within a friend group, a friendship, within some sort of identity that you possess, in a community that you're a part of. When you make your life about something outside of your own spirit, this is when things can get wobbly because circumstances are unknown. And shit may happen in the world where your anchors outside of yourself, whether that be your career and your job, the way that you make money, your family unit, your relationship, your, you know, even your passion and your art. If those are your anchors for how you feel good in life, for how you feel peace, for how you feel fulfilled, things can change. Things can be taken away, and at the end of the day, to find your center of gravity outside of yourself is really setting yourself up to be kind of tested. Honestly, I think when we have our center of gravity outside of ourselves, the universe wants us to be like, nope, all you need is yourself. Because when you realize that your spirit is connected to everything, you realize that as long as you're connected to your spirit, you can be grounded. You can be peaceful. You can be fulfilled. And that's why it's super important to honestly meditate. I know people tell you this all the time, but this is the joy of meditation. And the medicine that it has for you is it shows you, like, wow, shit can be hitting the fan outside of myself, but I know that I can find peace within myself. I know that I can find that energetic happiness, that spark within myself at any moment, no matter how I feel, because spirit is not based off feelings. The feelings come from being human. The feelings come from the ego, but the spirit only knows peace. The spirit only knows fulfillment. The spirit only knows love. So the sooner that you can learn to come within yourself and make your spirit and the love inside yourself, the center of gravity that holds you to this earth, that keeps you fulfilled. Whatever happens outside of yourself may shake you for a moment, but it will never fully throw you off, because you will be unshakable when you know that you can trust yourself. And I really think that's what it comes down to, is trusting yourself. And how can you trust yourself? Honestly, by keeping your word to yourself. I talk about this in past episodes. Keeping your word to yourself is the key in trusting yourself, because you build that connection, you build that trust, you build that rapport with yourself. And I really think that when you have your center of gravity within yourself, you are fucking unshakable. And in that, you become unbothered. So that is it. That is all I wanted to talk about today. I genuinely believe that whenever you feel bothered, you have to be honest with yourself. I think that's another thing that's coming through for me right now, is like, we lie to ourselves all the time. Like, oh, that doesn't bother me. Like, that doesn't trigger me. And it's just like, okay, well, maybe just be fucking honest with yourself. And the sooner that you can get to the honesty, the sooner that you can move through the emotions and then eventually come back into a place of empowerment and back into a solution-based mindset. But you have to be honest with yourself first. You have to be honest, like, okay, well, I'm not feeling very great right now. I'm not feeling very fulfilled right now. And in that honesty and in that quest and seeking of the truth and of how you really feel, you notice, okay, like, now I can move through this. Because you can't move through something if you can't name it. So I think it's really powerful for all of us to be like, okay, I need to be honest with myself. And also, when you know the places that you can evolve, like for me, I know that I'm an Aries. Like, I have gotten so much better with my reactivity, but I still need to work on my reactivity and my tone of voice with like my partner. I know deeply that that is not where I show up best. And that is something that I want to evolve through and grow through. And I know that about myself. So if somebody like tells me that, or, it, you know, I'm just not gonna take that shit personally, because I'm like, okay, well, I already knew that. I'm already honest with myself. And when you're honest with yourself, you are unshakable. You are unbothered. So that's also the fifth thing that wanted to come through. I loved this episode so much, and I'm just loving the air of the Phoenix, because it's inspiring such deep thought processes that I don't think I would have thought without kind of this archetype of the Phoenix asking me to bring the fucking fire for all of us. So I just want to thank you guys for showing up, for listening. I hope you like took some notes, or you like wrote down in your notes app the downloads that you received, because I would love to hear the downloads that you received throughout the episode, because I'm saying something and then you have a realization that's separate from what I'm saying. Like, that is the community that I want to create, where we bounce ideas off of each other, because I think within community we find greater and deeper truth, because we can really, you know, see how other people feel and affirm that what we're going through is collectively human. So I love you guys so much. I can't wait to hear your downloads. Make sure to subscribe if you're new. Show us where you're listening. Sign up for Podcast Camp. Join the Soul in Progress community. Support the sponsors, because it helps me out. Do all the things. I love you guys so fucking much. You are inherently worthy. And yeah, I'm just really grateful for you guys. And I hope, yeah, in spring, that you are just planting the seeds of the life that you want to create, and you're holding true to what matters most to you. That is my wish for you. I love you guys so much. I'm Kayla Rose. This is Skinny Dip, and I'll see you next Tuesday. Okay, bye.
As the weather is getting warmer, it's time to say goodbye to jackets and sweaters and hello to shorts and tees. I've wanted to update my wardrobe for the long haul, and I don't want to spend a fortune. I'm constantly wearing the 100% washable silk slip dress, and people ask me all the time where I got it from. I've also now got a lineup of timeless pieces that keep me looking on trend year after year. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts out the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us. And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes, which you know is so important to me when it comes to clothing brands. Get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/skinnydipping for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/skinnydipping to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/skinnydipping.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here.
We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.